means good. Forgive. I'm not sure.
All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm in the midst of reading a quite lengthy expose here, and you need to, if you have to, go listen to this again, folks, because this just blows me away. Now, we're talking about the wizard's assistants. The wizard's assistants can also become so full of themselves and their own light show that they indulge in the bloodletting to the point of risking professional suicide. If they cause too much carnage too fast, or act in too glaringly absurd a manner, the spotlight of public opinion shines their way, and under its glare they risk exposure as the vicious farce that they are. So the wizard must act with apparent prudence to keep the wealth transferal juggernaut flowing smoothly and with no interruptions. When most people get involved with any legal process, from a parking lot ticket to an indictment from a federal grand jury, they do so with a built-in confusion as to their own identity and actual role in the proceedings. They believe the all capital letters name on the paperwork refers to them personally. It's only a piece of paper, folks, and they also believe that they need an attorney to represent them. Such is the mindset that has been so carefully inculcated into the American consciousness for many decades. Common law venues where sovereign men and women could resolve their differences used to be available in this country, but it's no more. In the landmark 1938 case Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, the assistant wizards essentially ruled that because of the bankruptcy of 1933, the federal law administered in and by the United States must be private commercial law of its creditors. And due to the bankruptcy, every citizen of the United States is pledged as an asset to support the bankruptcy, i.e., they must work to pay the insurance premiums on the underwriting necessary to keep the bankrupt government in operation under Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Upon the declared bankruptcy, Americans could operate and function only through their corporately colored, all capital letters, transmitting utility name, that had no access to sovereignty, substance, rights, or standing in law. The Supreme Court ruled that general federal common law is no longer accessible and operational in federal courts based on the 1933 bankruptcy that placed everything in the realm of the private, colorable law merchant of the Federal Reserve creditors. Federal law operational today in special federal common law, and it comes in the form of uniform commercial code. You know what sickens me, folks? All these people that have fought the good fight, all these people that have stood up, and I'm again talking about Dick Sim Cannon and Irwin Schiff and Sherry Jackson and Larkin Rose, all these people, political prisoners. They stood up, they fought the good fight. James Traficant, congressman from Ohio, that stood up on the floor of the Senate. And he brought this to their attention, and Janet Reno went after him. She put a target on his back, and this man to this day is sitting in prison. I don't remember what his sentence is, but he's going to be there, I think, for another 4 or 5 years. This is an atrocity. This is what they do. They look at us as chattel, folks. Licensing of corporate entities. See if this stuff rings a bell to you here. As an artificial person, existing only as ink on a piece of paper, a corporation must be represented. Now, according to the law of artificial persons, i.e. statutory law, the only person that can represent a corporation is an attorney. According to Corpus Juris Secundum, 1980 edition, an attorney is one to whom a client commits his cause and the management thereof for prosecuting his claim or defending against a suit. In the same passage, it is also revealed clients are, quote, wards of the court. Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, defines wards of the court as infants and persons of unsound mind. Men and women do not need to be a client of or represented by an attorney. Men and women need merely speak for and as themselves. And under common law, American men and women had access to that capacity and standing until Erie ruled otherwise in 1938. Okay. Another break coming up, and then we got a logging segment. Going to get into some more of this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. This is heavy-duty stuff. This means that there's a parallel set of laws when we go into court that they tell us nothing about, and that's why they smile like Cheshire cats. Sit on this one for a while, folks. Be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I pose the question again, folks, do we own ourselves? And if we don't, who does? I'm going to continue here. And because they no longer had access to general federal common law, and because they were forced to operate under the corporate color of their new all capital letters names, American men and women were relegated to the same status as all corporations and therefore also subject to the same kind of licensing by the state. Now, licensing pertains only to corporate, artificial persons or the corporate subjects of a warring, belligerent power. The all-new cap straw man name fits both categories. Accordingly, licensing for all manner of otherwise innocent activities began to be introduced, and people were and are forcefully led to believe that they needed to procure a license to do almost anything. As soon as the new corporately colored United States citizen straw man began to be ensconced into the new documentary corporate quarters, the birth certificates, the United States government, as directed by the Fed, commenced a systematic long-term campaign of inculcation into American consciousness of the property of and need for a license for every single activity in which a straw man's name appeared. And think about it, folks. I don't care whether it's real estate. I don't care whether it's insurance. I don't care whether it's a pilot. I don't care whether it's a hairdresser, a nail technician, anything and everything, a roofer. It doesn't matter. Now, under the first under the Constitution, we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, i.e. property. And they've taken that all away from us, and they've told us we have to get a license to go make a living and then turn around and pay tribute, homage, i.e. money, to them for the privilege of making money. Let me continue here. However, skulkers in the dark. Now, I want you to listen real closely to this, folks. However, skulkers in the dark, such as the wizard and his tribe of shysters, live in terror of exposure to their deeds and, accordingly, have a seemingly endless patience for accomplishing gradually what another type of criminal would execute with force immediately. For example, the notion of a requirement for a private party to have a driver's license was not introduced in California for over 20 years following the bankruptcy. Up until that time, only chauffeurs and truckers, only those engaged in the transportation of persons or property for hire or for compensation in registered motor vehicles upon the public highways, were required to have a license. Chauffeur license and operator license, respectively. Now, in 1957, the two licenses were combined into one, driver license, thereby successfully deceiving people into believing that because they, quote, drive, they are required to have a license, even though they are not what the word driver actually refers to, which is chauffeur or trucker. People, per se, do not need a license. However, persons, i.e. their new corporately colored counterparts in whose all capital letters name and activity is sanctioned, are required to have one. People even had to pay to obtain permission from the state in order to be legally married, even though their names did not appear on the licensing document. Only the all caps name of their straw man. Remember years ago, I remember the movie Braveheart when Mel Gibson married, what's her name? And they didn't need a license. They didn't have to go to the state and get a license. When was this introduced? Let me continue. I mean, it's vows to your partner in front of God. And when you go get married with a marriage license, do you know that it's a three-party contract and the state is on the top of that contract? I found that out. Today it is almost impossible to make a living without a, quote, labor license in your straw man's name called a Social Security card. Mortgage contracts, voter registration cards, passports, auto registration papers, building permits, bank accounts, etc., all began to be issued in the newly devised corporately colored names. Today there is virtually no other mode of identification in the administration of government, banks, courts, or corporations. Now, over your lifetime, you have probably sensed the jaws of the vice of tyranny squeezing in closer and closer, ever so gradually, on the notion of economic political freedom. Economics and politics are essentially indistinguishable subjects. It comes in the form of less and less money, more and more expenses, less and less free time, more and more concern about the future, and more laws and bureaucratic control of life. Before the bankruptcy, there were few housewives or mothers who had a job outside of the home. Now it is almost a given in order to make family ends meet. In 1950, the average American family of four gave up only 2% of the household earnings in income tax. In 1990, the same sized family coughed up 24%. Foreclosure and bankruptcy rates were at an all-time high. Obtaining a, quote, driver's license, a loaded legal term, makes one a potential criminal. Boy, am I a victim of this. As all traffic offenses are dealt with as criminal matters, and remember what I told you a couple months ago on my show, I was talking about when I got hooked up with this traffic ticket, and it was a misdemeanor. They have changed hundreds of the offenses, if you will. Instead of a civil matter now, with traffic, it's criminal. Every day, newspapers report people killed by police in, quote, routine traffic stops. Through the mainstream media, although the mainstream media will not report it, people are routinely locked up and held indefinitely as political prisoners of war with no criminal charge filed and no writs of habeas corpus honored for the crime of being too successful. They are held for ransom, their bank accounts looted, and their property sold at auction without ever being formally charged with a crime, and the judge and the attorneys and quasi-governmental agency officials divide up the booty. The biggest growth industry in many states is prison construction. The crime rate for violent crimes where there is an actual victim or damaged party continues to drop and is well below the 1980 levels, but the prison population continues its ascent upwards to new levels. There are more Americans in prison per capita than any other country in the world, including Russia, China, and South Africa. Countless businesses and even many industries have gone by the board simply because the owners were unable to afford the cost of defending themselves in a lawsuit or paying the high cost of attorney lawsuit-driven insurance premiums, or unable to even obtain the insurance. When a man or woman does not know that he or she is not the artificial person whose name appears on his or her driver's license, passport, credit cards, bank statements, monthly bills, insurance policy, etc., he or she is in imminent danger of being treated precisely as the corporately colored artificial person that he or she is unwittingly representing himself or herself to be. Artificial persons exist by grant of privilege from the state. They have no rights, constitutional or otherwise. Why do you think when Erwin Schiff was arguing his case in the courtroom, the judge blurted out to him, there was an objection and he said, I am not going to allow the Constitution in my courtroom. Here's why, folks. But they won't tell you that. Their owners, their agents, the officers are accorded limited legal and financial liability, but more importantly, a limited liability entity, one with an all capital letters name, is accorded limited freedom or power to speak and act on its own behalf. The legal landscape changes dramatically. Excuse me. Let me skip over that one here. It is doubtful that the old adage, all roads lead to Rome, was ever completely true. Today, however, it is an absolute certainty that all economic and political roads lead to Roman civil law legal system. In today's corporately colored society, everyone needs an attorney to represent him or her when faced with a wizard's light show. It probably never crossed your mind to figure out why you were listed as the offender in a traffic citation, but named as the defender when the matter came to trial. How did the switch take place? There was no switch. There was two different parties from the beginning. You, the man or woman behind the wheel of the car, were the offender when you claimed the straw man's license as yours and trespassed against the Holy Vehicle Code. When you got to court, the all capital letters corporately colored juristic name listed on the driver's license was the defendant. The judge went after the defendant and you went along for the statutory ride. I say you, I'm talking about me, because I did it too, folks. Under these circumstances, since the defendant is of unsound mind, well, he has no mind, he probably would have been better represented by a limited liability statutory attorney. Now, most judges, in case you don't know this, are poker players, and they're really good ones because they are basically full-time professional bluffers. Those that mercilessly and relentlessly swindle people out of their birthright, the fruits of their labor and their freedom by exploiting people's confusion over the governmentally manufactured or all capitals name are also career criminals. The notion of judge, per se, is a man-made corporate contrivance and a corporate persona. The flesh-and-blood man under the black robe came into this world just like everyone else, but the judge is not up there on the bench as a man. A judge is a corporate entity in action, accorded judicial immunity by the contract and insurance policy that defines and underwrites his office. There is no such thing as official immunity in natural or in normal life in the real world. Natural law does not recognize and does not cower to and transform itself into man's vain imaginings, whether promulgated under color of law, by officialdom or otherwise. In nature and in commerce, people are fully accountable for their actions. It is a direct cause-effects relationship. In the artificial fantasy world known as statutory law and the legal system, which was created expressly for interaction amongst limited liability artificial persons, judges, attorneys, police, etc., can do just about anything they desire and escape prosecution. And again, folks, this is possible only because of their limited liability status, a construct and an artifice of law. This is heavy. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but it really honks me off because I know we've been lied to, and I know there's a song and dance and a pony show going on there with this illusion of elections, and I know they're giving us the illusion of a choice. But what they're not telling us, and this goes on with us day in and day out, is that even when we go to court, it's an illusion of justice. And they'll even read portions of the Constitution under the illusion, under the guise that we actually have the right to remain silent. We have the right to an attorney. We have the right to this. It's all a facade. It's all a curtain. Because the real laws fall under the UCC code. And under the UCC code, it's a whole different set of circumstances. We'll be back in three. I'll have more of this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I got much more, and it really gets deep. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com. Send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. A short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour here. I'm going to continue with this, folks. I want to try to get through this today. So what do we do about this? Turning the tide. Now listen closely to this. The reason judges are so nervous about people coming to court in propria persona or pro se, two legal terms that basically mean representing yourself, instead of using an attorney, is because by using an attorney, one automatically admits to being corporate and concedes jurisdiction to the court, proven by the fact that, like any corporation, the attorney speaks on its behalf. Use of an attorney sets in stone one's status as an artificial person with limited liability and, more importantly, restricts one's power and freedom to protect one's interest as proclaimed in the Ninth Amendment of the Constitution. Attorneys represent corporations and other artificial persons. Men and women speak and act for themselves. When a man comes to court and demands to represent himself, the assistant wizard knows that the man is getting too close to the curtain and that the secret is at its most vulnerable point. The judge and other officers of the court, including all attorneys, can operate only as corporate limited liability persons. The assistant wizard knows full well that he and his troop of limited liability actors are doing battle with a real man who bears unlimited liability. Consequently, the judge lives in fear that the unlimited liability man will somehow realize the discrepancy and require any participant to accept the same amount of liability. The man or woman is risking everything, and they essentially are risking nothing. They're protected in a legal illusion, but not in reality, by the corporate cocoon of limited liability. It goes without saying that when confronted with any courtroom situation, one should prepare thoroughly and take the utmost care and precaution beforehand so as to be able to deal with anything that could be used to overwhelm or confuse one in court. A logical approach to the initial phase of the courtroom deportment is addressed in the next section, caveat redemptor. Well, have I got that section? May I'll have to go find it. Some successful courtroom encounters are also enumerated under real-world successes, beginning on page 27. Got to do some digging, Don in Oregon. And there are undoubtedly other variations that will likewise produce good results. However, you decide to deal with the issue. Realize, folks, that when you enter a courtroom, you are coming face-to-face with the million-horsepower, freedom usurpation, wealth transfer juggernaut machinery that has been perfected over many thousands of years and specifically designed to rob you of your freedom, your wealth, and the fruits of your labor by making you believe that the corporately colored all capital letters name identifies you, thereby opening the door for the wizard's legal henchmen to justify treating you as they would any other corporation with limited liability, delivering you into the hands of the attorney, and precluding you from the possibility of ever assessing a level playing field by keeping you unaware that you can assert your unlimited liability and require the same degree of liability of any who would come against you. Now, what is being pointed out here, that the real essence of the deception is that men and women are selectively saddled with whatever degree of limited liability best serves the needs of the court at the time, whatever the judge decides from moment to moment. Ever and always, every judge, attorney, court, governmental agency, official, etc., can be no better than a corporate entity that exists strictly for the purpose of policing or interacting with other corporate entities. And your all capital letters name, so painlessly grafted to your soul and entered into the official record as your name, when you were only 5 weeks old, the all capital letters name that now appears on all court, government, corporate, and tax agency documents and records relating to you, the all capital letters name that appears on all mail that comes to you from any artificial person, each of these events constituting one or more instance that their presumption that you were a party so identified by the all capital letters name went unrebutted, qualifies as such a corporate entity. Now, it is entirely possible that properly executed, documented, certified, and served acceptance for value paperwork and a UCC 1 and a UCC 3 filings will be honored by a judge, if not fully, then at least partially, with some degree of mollification of his or her treatment of you. However, as stated earlier, judges are an unusual type of creature and nearly all can be predicted to behave with a title of nobility attitude, i.e. above the law, and with little regard for human kindness. They live their lives in an insulated, man-made bubble and do not share in reality as others know it. This is akin to losing one's soul, according to which the Bible rhetorically says, "What shall it profit a man?" This state of affairs has been aptly described as a setting divided by a two-way mirror. On one side, an artificial mirror image world inhabited by limited liability debtor persons. On the other, the real world of unlimited liability flesh and blood men and women. The flesh and blood men and women can see through the mirror and observe the limited liability persons, but the limited liability persons cannot see the real men and women, only their reflections. Judges have their world propped up by constructs of law and wholesale agreement and mass cupidity among themselves and other professional limited liability actors in the legal system. They also have unclean hands. Take away the props and protection of the supporting cast, and the detachment and inherent mendacity of a judge's character begins to reveal itself. In a real-life scenario such as the open desert, a mountain wilderness, or an equatorial jungle, there is no such thing as limited liability. Any claim of judicial immunity, title of nobility, that a judge so vigorously employs in a courtroom to his advantage amounts to nothing more than the wasted energy it takes for him to stand up on his hind legs and bray about it. That is the reality of life in commerce. Okay, folks, got a break coming up, bottom of the hour. I'm going to be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I hope you're taking notes on this, folks, because this blew me away. And you know what? It makes sense. It makes more sense than any of the gibberish I've ever heard them argue in court. Stick with us. We got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Arizona, and the question is, folks, do we own ourselves or does somebody else own us? Let me continue with this. A courtroom is an abstract fantasy world for mirror image, limited liability persons, the massive pillars in front of the courthouse, the marble floors, the high ceilings, the walnut paneling are all there to convey the concept of a title of nobility. You are nothing and the state is everything. And to convey the illusion of substance and legitimacy to the wizard's charade via overwhelming physical counterbalance. Like a Hollywood movie set, looking behind the scenes reveals that the whole thing is made out of cardboard and propped up with thin shafts of wood. Your greatest weapon in such an environment is your unshakable personal certainty of who and what you are, the sovereign man or woman comprising the source of power that all such limited liability corporate creatures depend on and draw from their very existence. Now, hopefully, one's fully documented position will be sufficient to be able to avoid legal confrontations with judges. Even if one is forced into going into court, the legal stance of a redemptor, described in the next section, caveat redemptor, is still the recommended initial approach. If one has the misfortune of being dealt a joker for the judge, one needs to think about what to do from then on, because at that point, as in any war, one needs to seek the limit or to limit his losses. You cannot match force with a system. The system has unlimited force. The best thing to do is establish grounds for reversible error and get as much on the record in your favor as possible. Having found oneself in such a predicament, how about if the next words out of one's mouth were, "For the record, I certify and swear on my unlimited commercial liability that the testimony I give before this court is to the best of my knowledge and understanding, true, correct, complete, not misleading, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. For one thing, when one interjects the phrase, for the record, neither the judge or prosecutor or an opposing attorney can interrupt your statement. For another thing, the statement for or on the record constitutes an automatic bill to the court and official notice to every limited liability actor, and that includes the judge, attorney, the clerk, etc., of obligation for each to notify his or her insurance company of a claim against that entity's bond. The above statement in toto formally renders the whole proceeding under commerce and commercial law and out of statutory law from that point forward, rendering all subsequent actions to the contrary thereafter reversible error. The above statement also establishes one as the most powerful and credible player or party in the courtroom per the fundamental maxim of commercial law. Sacrifice is the measure of credibility. Limited liability establishes limited credibility. Unlimited liability establishes unlimited credibility, and no liability establishes no credibility. Asserting one's unlimited liability in a courtroom is like walking into the kitchen of a New York City tenement at 5 a.m. and hitting the lights. It's a mad scramble for cover by all concerned cockroaches. And although the judge may not be instantly scrambling in front of your eyes, what is going on between his ears is an entirely different matter. Assistant wizards are professional bluffers, and with the security of armed deputies or marshals plus the panic button under the bench to bring on more in an instant, a judge may manage to give the appearance of calm, but you can rest assured the wheels are turning at a mad clip inside his now sweating brow. This is the potential scenario that terrifies all judges. Revelation of the unlevel playing field. As it is, judges have the upper hand so long as they can trick people into being a court as a limited liability corporate entities and not as unlimited liability beings. If the erstwhile victim demands that the judge and prosecutor swear in under the same terms that he is there, the court is revealed for what it is, a forum for limited liability, artificial persons only, not for men and women, and the wizard and his sham are unfrocked. The judge and prosecutor will not, indeed cannot, swear in because they have no personal first-hand knowledge of the issues facing the unlimited liability man, and so they have no role in the proceedings. Men and women, sovereign entities with unlimited natural risk in life, can settle their disputes and controversies only by affidavit, a solemn declaration of truth with unlimited liability for the veracity thereof in commerce. Artificial persons, a.k.a. corporations, can settle their disputes only by declaration. In statutory law, and being represented by an attorney who speaks on its behalf in a summary process, no jury, in front of a judge. True, correct, and complete, as per IRS Forms 1040 and 8300, applications for passport, driver's license, and treasury, direct account, copy certification by document custodian, anything they want you to sign. Affidavit, common law, commercial law, unlimited liability, unlimited credibility, superior, absolute, unalienable rights, standing in law as a sovereign state in fact. True and correct, anything they must sign is a declaration of statutory law, limited liability, limited credibility, inferior, no rights whatsoever, only privileges of a debtor in permanent legal incapacity status as a person. The liability of the artificial person is limited strictly to the capital of the corporation or the monetary limit of the bond or insurance policy. The liability of the man is limited by nothing. The corporation has limited risk, the man unlimited risk. However, the import of these factors is generally unrevealed or made nothing of when brought up. Here are some contemporary, real-life examples of how this is orchestrated for the benefit of the Federal Reserve Banks, the United States government, and court system, and to the detriment of the men and women who populate the country and actually do the work. This article out in the Los Angeles Times, 17 banks to pay $140 million in bond fraud case. Another one, sale of phony bonds, top state fraud list. Another one, contractors indicted in San Francisco fraud case. The subject of the two bond fraud articles is, quote, fraud, which translates to crime and criminal activity. Artificial persons, such as banks and corporations, do not have the capability to commit crimes because they have no physical means to do so, existing only as an idea, i.e. by force at or of or in contemplation of law alone. Only men and women with the capability of physical action can commit crimes. However, nowhere within either Article 21, 21 column inches in all, is there any mention of the parties who actually committed the crimes and pocketed the money, nor of any potential criminal investigations or indictments. The contractor article, on the other hand, which also deals with fraud but not on a much tinier scale, is about nothing else but criminal allegations and indictments. The limited liability felons responsible for the bond fraud in the first two articles happen to be part of Big Brother's, or the Wizards, organized criminal syndicate, the banks, the governments, the courts, the tax agencies, that grinds up innocent municipalities and bondholders as a normal daily routine of business. Remember that all banks are instrumentalities of the Federal Reserve, which is the creditor over the debtor, United States government. The objects of Big Brother's enmity in the second article, the flesh and blood man and, or men and women named, are not members of the Wizards gang and so are dealt with as outsiders and fair game in the food chain. The insiders hide behind the Wizard's curtain under the illusory and phony protection of limited liability. Non-insiders, i.e. ordinary people, are unlimited liability parties who are routinely ravaged due to their failure to rebut the rebuttable presumption by which the entire system operates that they agreed to be contractually united with and treated as a corporate limited liability legal entity identified as an all capital letters name that they have been answering to. Now, up to this point, it could be argued that the Wizard's gift of your all-capital-letters juristic name has been the biggest curse in your life. It was accepted unwittingly, first by your mothers, your parents, and then you, and has been used relentlessly ever since to rob you of the fruits of your labor and your freedom, your prosperity, and your peace of mind. Ever and always, in any way possible, by any means attainable, from every quarter imaginable, at any expense, it must be asserted and foisted upon you. You must be continuously bombarded with the presumption pounded into submission and made to believe that the all-capital-letters juristic name is who you are and whom you represent. Otherwise, the Wizard and his impossible mission force are stripped of their ability to continue perpetrating their man-hating, truth-trashing, mass-murdering, manifest destiny. Without being able to get people to believe their lies, they have no hope of keeping alive their cosmic con and accomplishing their impossible mission. Should even a microscopic percentage of the population begin to comprehend the true nature of this con, the Wizard and his co-evildoers suffer the utmost personal agony of wholesale exposure of their crimes against mankind, truth, peace, justice, and sanity. The possible retribution that such a revelation might invoke is truly sobering. Those who have invested their lives, principles, and careers in the fraud are riding a tiger and cannot dismount out of fear of the most ruthless force of all, truth and consequences. Their dilemma ends with the same fate that faces all criminals, Judgment Day. In this case, the logical and eminently justified fear is that the tiger of righteousness they have been riding for so long and guiding to the erstwhile helpless prey, thee and we, will now rather turn upon and devour them as the proper quarry. These authors wish no harm to the Wizard and his would-be rulers of the world. They have long since sealed their own fate and will attend to their own undoing far better than anyone else ever could. They are more to be pitied for the ethically infirm and spiritually confounded beings that they are, rather than hated. Indeed, it is hate and their own proclivity to indulge in that obsession that has landed them in the state which they now find themselves. The cure for gangrene is exposure to the light, and so it is with the Wizard and his worshippers. The light of day is a weapon for which vampires have no defense. Folks, that's it. Now, it relates to, by the way, last few minutes of the show, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give me a call if you want a question or comment about it. You want to put your 2 cents worth in, that's fine. What do we got about... Well, I'm about 15 minutes left, so I guess we got some time. I read through this the first time, and I couldn't comprehend it. I comprehend parts of it, other parts I couldn't. There's some other additional accompaniments of documents that come along with this, which I may get into at a later date on a later show. But the good news is I guess there's a remedy to all of this, and I'm not going to have time to get into the remedy for it today. But you can rest assured that I am going to cover it, number one. Number two, we've got other people that are pursuing this very entity. As I mentioned, Sam Kennedy has a show on this on the weekends that I listen to. I listen to about three of his shows. I sent him a long email, and he responded to me about it. These people are standing up to the beast, and they're learning how to fight. They're learning how to take back their property, i.e. themselves, from the property that has been taken from you at birth by your parents. Now, I'm getting a message here that says callers are asking what the article is from. Folks, I don't know what the article is from. All I've got is a stack here that's stapled together, and it does not depict where it came from. I received this in a very, very large envelope from Don in Oregon. There is no, and it looks like it's coming out of some sort of a, probably a thick binder. I did get a telephone call off the air from a gentleman in the UK who referred me to a couple of people that says, and he told me during the break that I'm right on target with this, and he's going to give me some references, I guess, when I give him a call off the air at the end of the show. That's the best that I can do for you for the moment, because if people were to call and say, well, you know, fax me a copy of it, which is all I'm able to do right now, with this, what is it, 22, 23 pages, I'd be faxing for the next 3 days, and frankly, I don't have time to do that. But I will do my utmost to find out where this came from, number one, how we can get these copies of this out and into your hands for your own review. And forgive me for, you know, not being able to do better for you at the moment. But with this, and this is what really bothers me here, because when I step back, folks, and I know most of you are like this, the veteran listeners. When we woke up and we started realizing the lies that have been told, we died to death, we came back, we recovered from it, we realized that we haven't been being told the truth. And we look at this, and this whole thing is an illusion. It's a game. It's a twilight zone. We're in a matrix here, and all they're doing is creating the illusion that we're free. And these criminals that are in office from the courts all the way up to the government have been perpetrating this crime on us for 100 years. Almost 100 years. Let's go to Michael in Maine. Michael, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, I'm curious. I was listening to you read that article, and I was wondering, is there any chance of you posting that on your website so they can download it and read the whole thing?
Well, and this is, and herein lies the problem, Michael, because I just finished mentioning it. I got this in a stack. It was an envelope, and it was about 2 inches thick with about probably 400 pages. And there is nothing in this that depicts where it came from. There's no title at the top that says go into, you know, rinse.com or whatever. So what I'm going to have to do is figure out, I got a call off the air by a gentleman that I'm going to call when I get through with the show today and see if he can direct me. He gave me a couple of names of people who he told me that I'm right dead on target with this. And I'm going to see what I can do about getting some stuff posted. But that's the best I can do at the moment. I cannot fax this stuff out, or I'd be faxing it for the next, you know, 10 days or whatever, Michael. So I'm sorry.
You couldn't
about
do
that.
A PDF file? And
It's not in a PDF file. The only way I could do that would be probably to take it somewhere and scan it and then, you know, put it on a disc and so forth. And
You have it in physical form.
I have it physical sitting right in front of me, and it came to me snail mail in an envelope.
Oh, all right.
So,
all right.
Okay, I apologize for that. But at the moment, it's the best I can do. I'll do my utmost to try to get it into a format where I can put it on my website, Michael. But that's the best I can do right now, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate it. I mean, it would be really nice to be able to get your hands on that so that you can digest it, because it's kind of hard to digest over the radio.
And I'll refer you. I've been listening to a few shows, Sam Kennedy on the weekend, who's covering this very stuff, these topics about how to undo what has been done to us unwittingly by our naive parents. And they've been perpetuating this fraud since 1933, which makes total sense because, yes, indeed, the United States government did go into bankruptcy. James Traficant, the congressman from Ohio, brought it up in front of Congress. Janet Reno targeted him, then wind up trumping up charges on him, sending him to prison. But the facts are that these are the facts. This is what happened. They have pledged, you know, our bodies, our birth certificates, as chattel, as negotiable instruments to perpetuate their ongoing bankruptcy, their receivership. The United States government is nothing more than a trustee for the Federal Reserve, who we have been in receivership for the last 70-some-odd years.
Yeah, well, you can't blame the parents, though, either, because they were victims, too.
No, I'm not blaming the parents. I'm just saying they were naive. I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying that they were naive. You know, this government has been pulling, you know, smoke and mirrors, song and dance, magic tricks on us for a long, long time. And, you know, we are a lot more educated than our parents, and likely their parents were more educated, or they were more educated than their parents, and so on and so forth. I think that there is probably some semblance of truth to a collective consciousness, I believe. But we are the most educated, at least people that listen to RBN.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
I'm going to let you go. But
all right, Michael. Thanks so much for the call. I'll do the best I can do, partner. All right. I appreciate the call. All right, folks. At any rate, you know, the more I get into this, the more I see this, and the more I see the lies that have been perpetrated on us. I look at this election, and I look at the hanky-panky going on with the vote count, and, you know, Dennis Kucinich, and he's going to demand a recount, and, you know, the mysterious come-from-behinds by Hillary Clinton, and Mitt Romney won Michigan on the Republican side, and Hillary won on the Democratic side. It doesn't make any sense. The only thing that makes any sense to me is the fix is in, and somebody, the wizard's behind the curtain pulling the strings. I'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much for tolerating me today, because I didn't get much sleep last night. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Folks, we got callers on the line. I've got, let's see, two callers. I'm going to give them a minute each because we only got 4 minutes left. John in Florida, you got a minute. Go ahead, buddy.
So I'm going to give out a website for documents that are very similar to what you were reading. And that is http://groups, G-R-O-U-P-S, groups.google.com/group/Lawman with a capital L in Lawman, L-A-W-M-E-N. I'll give that again real quickly.
No, you don't have to. M-E-N?
M-E-N.
M-E-N. You don't have to because I'm going to post this on my website.
Okay, now that is an archive of a bunch of documents that have been created by a fellow named Bob Hurt and part of the Tampa Lawman Group. And what we've also found is that here in Florida, the judges are missing the jurats from their oaths. There are successive oaths that they need to take, and the jurats are missing. And I checked myself for the 105.031 oath. That's the oath, Florida statute oath that's required for a judge to become a judge. It's the candidate oath for a judge to become a judge. And I can tell you that I checked here in my local trial court area, and less than half of them have a 105.031. Then I went to the Second District Court of Appeals, and of the 14 judges there, only three of the 14 have the 105.031. Then I checked the Florida Supreme Court, and only three of the seven there have the 105.031.
John, I'm going to post this on my website. I've got to let you go. I can't, you know, the information's great, but I've got to let you run. I got one more caller, and the show's about over here. I am going to post this on my website, folks. You can go in there, and I'll put a title up there for today's show, and you can go into this and look at these documents. John just dropped off, and Clinton just dropped, so I don't have any more callers, and I just cut John off. I'm sorry, John. At any rate, folks, listen, I am very sorry about this. I've been meaning to get to this for quite a while. It's been sitting in my stack. I've gone over it three times, and I'm gonna have a chat with Don. Don would have probably called in today had I opened up the phone lines, and I'll see if we can find out how to obtain it. But at any rate, substitute for that, I have got this email that John was nice enough, this website that John was nice enough to give me. I will post this up on my website today, theamericanawakening.org. Again, that's www.theamericanawakening.org. And I will put it up there right on the front page, first article on the left-hand side, and you guys can go in and dig it up and see what you've got. But this here, what I'm seeing, and I didn't get a chance to read the remedy because I didn't have time today, but it looks like there may very well be a way out of this or a way to avoid court. And if we go to court, turn the tables on these people. Just like when John called in, he said that they don't have their jurat, they don't have a bond. Okay, they're supposed to have, folks. And if they don't have – now, I'm not saying it's not going to take some study. But if they don't have, we can turn the tables on them and make them just as liable as they're trying to make us. I don't know about you, but that excites me in this Twilight Zone world in which we all live. All right. End of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Today's Wednesday. I don't know what John's got on, but I'm sure he'll have a good show. I'll be up tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about these people that have been prosecuted under these same circumstances, this illusion, because I got Sherry Jackson coming up. See you tomorrow, folks. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.
A price, and I'll keep paying.
Since 1980.